This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, we are great. Ken called us yesterday, and we had just wrapped up a discussion about the Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy? They have them for, like, different cities, and, like, basically, it's a private group. Ladies, they request to be admitted in, and then they can post pictures of guys and say, hey, like, is anyone else dating this guy? And then other women will be like, that's my husband, or I'm married to this guy, or I'm dating him. And we finished the discussion and you called and you had something really interesting to say about it. And we were like, please call back tomorrow because we really want to discuss this. Talk to us about that and that group. You found that you were actually in that Facebook group.
No, I wasn't in it. I was posted in it. Towards the end of my marriage, it was getting pretty rocky. And so the intimacy had died off. And after we had divorced in May of this year, I was talking with some friends over the summer, and they had mentioned how rough it is dating, in the older age, because so many men cheat. And she had brought up this group to check on that. And I was kind of joking about it and said, hey, am I in that? You know, am I posted in that? And she looked, and sure enough, I was.
Oh,
my ex had posted me in that group asking if I had been cheating on her because the intimacy had died off. And she said that's usually a sign of him going somewhere else for it. And nobody commented on it other than her. So, because I don't do that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's out of the posts that are on there, my friend said a good 3 to 5 of them are legitimate, but there's a lot of false accusations in there as well. So,
do you think that, I mean, so she, do you feel like she was accusing you or she was like trying to find out to have a reason for why the intimacy died between you guys?
I feel it was a little bit of both. I think she was, we were both struggling with a few things, and she was just looking for anything and everything. But the story got a little bit crazier because she's already remarried and moved on, and I was just like, wow, all right.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any way you can get your post taken down now? Like, can you request
I'm not worried about it because it basically clears me because nobody in Las Vegas said that they were dating me or anything else with me. So,
and your full name and everything's on the site when they post your pictures, like, hey, this is Ken so-and-so and he was married. All your information is up on that page.
It's a picture of my profile, so it's got my name and my picture and everything.
Oh man, and that really sucks. It's good though that no one confirmed it, and you were like, you have some redemption there. But has anybody been like falsely accused of something or been involved in a group like that where you were just like, wait, what did I do? 702-364-9400. Ken, thank you for sharing that story. I thought that was so interesting that that happened. And obviously he didn't do anything wrong, but still to kind of be placed in that group, it's mm-hmm. got to be like, whoa. Ashley says she was accused of something. What was it, Ashley?
Hi there. I'm a hair and makeup artist in the area, and I go to the hotels all the time. So I was actually accused of cheating because I was also working on men's makeup for like videos and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. So what, people see you going to hotels and they're like, oh, we know what she's doing. It's like, yeah, I'm doing their makeup. What do you expect?
Yeah, pretty much. I go there and I mean, sometimes there's guys hanging out, you know. So anytime I would mention that, he'd get super jealous and then like just totally accuse me, act all weird. And it was odd because, you know, I have makeup on my hand when I come home.
Oh gosh. It's so funny that you mentioned that. You just jogged my memory. I got a message request on one of the social media platforms yesterday. And I immediately showed it to my husband because I was like, I am not going to get accused of anything. I was like, look at what I just got. I took a screenshot of it. I just sent it to you.
Let's see what we got here.
Look at what it said. Read the message that I got.
Is your name Google? Because you have everything I'm looking for.
What a terrible
lie. Oh, my gosh.
I, like, looked at that. I showed him. I go, just so you know, I just got this ridiculous message, and I am blocking this person. What a stupid
thing. Is your name Google? Because you have everything I'm looking for.
Does he expect me to be like, yes, it is.
Look at his profile picture, too. He's drinking, is it a bottle of champagne or a beer bottle?
It's got to be a bot or something. Like,
no, actually,
so
I think it's
ridiculous.
I think it's someone here in town who just thinks you're very special.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm very special.
Oh, wow. We're up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.